Hi there, Michael. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. And, of course, Jeannie wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you might have. And then also, since it is a very well-established business, she's requesting that I apply a reduced rate for an established company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Okay, thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Michael, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking right at your website right now. Of course, a website is a great conversion tool. It does help people who see your website know that you do exactly what they're looking for, and it gives them the good reason to pick up the phone and call you. Now, of course, the one problem that I can see with your website is that it isn't fortunately hard to find. I mean, unless someone really knows the name of your business, unless they're looking for your website and your company specifically, they're not really finding that website. They're not seeing you on that first page when they look for an electrical contractor, electrical services, or that type of thing. But you do use Google yourself, right?
Correct.
Right. So you're familiar with the local map?
Correct.
That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page? Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you're kind of servicing the LA area. And of course, it's going to include both local SEO and paid Facebook ads, a social media campaign. That's going to get you found quickly throughout your service area. And then, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. Now, as far as pricing goes, you are going to see a reduced rate. Like I said, you're a well-established business. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, all the content that the search engines look for, that's what's going to backlink to your website. That's the content, not how long you've been in business or the fact that you've got a website, but the fact that Google can be reassured time and again that you provide those services in that area. So all that content, 70 directories, known to the public or unknown, they're all equally important to Google. They talk about your services. They talk about your service area. They're like a mini website, and then they do link back to your existing website. So even with the paid Facebook ads and all those directories, with the reduced rate for being an established business of more than 20 years, you see a savings of $300 every month, so it brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to a flat rate of just $299. That $299 is an exact amount, and it actually does include $100 worth of paid Facebook ads. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service designed to get the website you already have in front of more eyes, more potential customers who could pick up the phone and call you, is that something, Michael, that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, as long as we're not in a contract and we can try it out, see how it works out.
It is completely at will. So it's month to month. There is no contract. Our job, though, is to get you the phone call, send you enough work to want you to make you want to keep it, right? You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You can, by the way, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. Do you have any questions?
How can I see the service area that you're going to put me in?
So as far as the service area, I mean, Jeannie put in 25 miles. We are going to do what's called a client interview. It's going to be a separate phone call, maybe today if you've got time or tomorrow, if today's a little busy for you. But we're going to have our technician talk to you about things like your service area, of course, where you want to be found. Especially with the paid ads, we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And for both residential and commercial clients, we can target those areas. And, of course, we'll also talk to you about all the services you want to be found for, the mission statement or motto or slogan that you've got. If you want to be branded, for example, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we are promoting the existing website, michaellawrenceelectricca.com. That's the website that you wanted to have in front of your customers, right?
Yeah, let me see.
Perfect. The business, though, I see it listed Michael Lawrence Electric Incorporated, INC. Did you want that INC to be part of the branding of the business name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I mean, it is a personal preference. I think it makes your business look more professional. So I always recommend that people include it if it is, part of their business setup. Now, I did want to ask you, though, because I saw a physical address for your business, but I do believe that you're service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address. Okay. So the 3409 Sandoval Avenue in Pico, 90660, is that your residence? Is that a home?
Yeah, it's a home base.
Oh, it is. Gotcha. Well, Google expects that. Google fully realizes that most service-based businesses, where you're going out to the customer, most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run from the home. And even if you had like an outside office where you did your paperwork, if people don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door, especially since you're out in the field most days. You're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical address. And then, like I said, 25 miles we can easily cover with the combination of local SEO and those paid ads. And then, Michael, I don't have your last name. Oh, I should guess, though. It's Lawrence, right? Like the business name?
I'm not close.
Huh?
It's close.
It is? Okay.
That's my middle name.
Well, I never do want to assume, but I thought I would take a stab at it. But with Lawrence, I mean, that's a first name, last name, middle name. I'm the same way. My name is Paul Gordon. It could be Gordon Paul or Paul Gordon. So Michael, what is your last name then?
My last name is Luna, L-U-N-A.
Luna, okay. And then, Mr. Luna, when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, we use text, and we use email. Of course, your customers are just going to call you directly, unless, of course, they fill out that contact form that I see on your website. I don't, though, see a physical email address. We will use phone, text, and email. Emails are really more for longer pieces of information we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address for you, Mr. Luna, or for your business?
MLLUNA26@yahoo.com.
Okay, so
Michael Lawrence Luna 26@yahoo.com.
26@yahoo.com. Okay. And then did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding the account? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of the above.
All of them? Good. So there's going to be a little bit of redundancy, meaning if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing.
Sure.
And then like I said, it is month to month. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at that client interview calendar. That is, of course, to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The other thing that I am required to do, as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account, Mr. Luna, as additional form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that it is the exact flat rate of $299, that rate will never go up, etc. The voice verification, Michael, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Okay?
Okay.
And then before I do get to that voice verification for the exact amount of $299, Michael, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Luna, what does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it Michael Luna, any middle initial or name, or the business name?
Yeah, no, you can use Michael Luna or Michael Lawrence Electric. Either one will work.
Okay. Perfect. You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. Michael, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's 4115 0790.
Okay.
1725.
Yes, sir.
1941.
Okay, 1941. The expiration month and year?
12/26.
12/2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
979.
So I've got 979 on the back of the card. I've got December or 12/2026 for the expiration date. Mr. Luna, was the card itself 41/15/0790/1725/1941?
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address, the 3409 Sandoval Avenue, 90660?
Correct.
Okay. So in about a minute or so here, or at least a minute after I read the voice verification, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then, Michael, you can reach it's option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then we can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll get all that by email, like I said, in about a minute or two here after I do the voice verification. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, give me just a second here to pull up that voice verification. Okay. So, Mr. Luna, it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Michael. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to be branded online?"
Michael Lawrence Electric, Inc.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Michael, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Luna, President.
Okay. And then, Michael, as the president of Michael Lawrence Electric, Inc., you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Yes. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Luna, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Luna, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate for your business. Michael, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it, of course, being a month month service and no contract. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term will be charged today's date, the 9th of February, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. We will also be including the social media campaign. My company will incur the hard costs of running those paid Facebook ads on behalf of your business. Now, it is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 9th of the month moving forward at that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. We offer our services completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can also pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, the service can even be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Michael, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Luna, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Michael, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in just about a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email as well as the initial invoice email, the link on that invoice email, as well as the direct text message will take you to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. See, we are pretty well booked up. It looks like I could do 3 o'clock, though. If 3 o'clock works out for you, it would be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call itself, though, would take about 25, 30 minutes. It would get you just a few minutes after 3 o'clock, get you off the phone about half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Would that work out for you today at 3?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to receive, if I can get the notes into the system at 2 o'clock here, before 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email at 2 that the call itself is scheduled at 3. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. The calendar invite going to your email is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. If I am available when our client interview technician is available, and I don't know if it's going to be 3:05, 3:10, 3:15, and I don't have a lot of advance notice, I might be on another call. If I am not available, our client interview technician will call you on their own. They've got everything in the notes. They'll be able to take care of you quite well. If I am available, I'll be on that call too, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you might have for me before handing you over to that client interview technician. If I'm not available for that call, or even if I am for the future security of your account, I did want to set up a security question and answer, meaning if anyone calls us saying that they are with Michael Lawrence Electric Inc., even if it's you, we're going to ask you for the answer to that security question. Anyone who calls you, Michael, and says that they are with Local Splash or with Google, they need to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and the answer. Your options for that would be either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Luna, which of those would you want for the security question?
We'll do the pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay, and what is the answer?
Buster.
You said Buster, B-U-S-T-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, I have to type it in twice here. All right, you are all set and squared away there. And then we do have that client interview scheduled for 3. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I'm doing that password thing right now. I'm on the password thing.
Oh, it's asking you for a username and password?
Yeah.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Your tracking system's not activated yet. We have to do your client interview first for us to create the content necessary for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both a username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change that password at that time. Some people never change it. It's totally fine if you don't. I can give you the username because that has already been created and it cannot be changed.
Oh.
Thankfully, it's easy to remember, though. Yeah, there's no password yet. In fact, I think if you put in a password, it would give you an error message. Not that the password was wrong, but that the page hasn't been created yet. So like I said, it's our automated system trying to get you to log into your tracking system. But since we haven't done your client interview yet, your tracking system isn't active. The username, though, I can give you, it's the phone number we're speaking on. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 213-591-0829, that's going to be your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your username or your phone number. They are basically the same thing. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. Anything and everything can be sent there. When we do that client interview, we'll also give you the photos@localsplash.com email address. So you can, if you like, email the photos team directly. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 3 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be part of that call as well. In case I'm not, and even if I am, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website in front of more people needing your services, get your phone ringing, and, of course, you know, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah. Great.
Real pleasure speaking with you. I'm actually sending you right now that calendar invite. And like I said, it's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it's totally fine if you do. It's got your username on it, again, which is basically just your phone number. And then it's got your name and then your phone number as well. But real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, hopefully I'll talk to you before the end of the day. Either way, you have a wonderful rest of the day. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Take care, Mr. Luna. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.